Okay, so today I wanted to offer some reflections about workaholism and trauma. Why do we have workaholism? Where does it stem from? I'll link this into the field of topic I often talk about, boarding school, but then also what are some of the solutions? What can we do to start breaking the pattern of addictions around work? Okay, so you're receiving this on Wednesday, and today I am on holiday. So I am recording this on Monday before I head away for a week's break. And I was just reflecting what to talk about today, and I thought, yeah, it's really useful just to connect in with workaholism. So this is something I have struggled with in the past, and I see that I still have a tendency to work very hard, and I thought it was just a really useful topic to talk about today. So often, if we've been through trauma, then as Gabor Mate talks about in this book and The Realm of the Hungry Ghost, is that we often have this capacity for addictions if we've been through trauma. And one of the addictions I certainly see in my work with boarding school survivors is the addiction to work. You know, if I was to link that into boarding school, you know, there's a few areas I feel this comes from. Firstly, Nick Duffel talks about it in his book Trauma, Abandonment and Privilege, is this thing of timetabling. We at school, we are busy from morning to evening. 7 days a week. Sunday, we've got a little bit more space, but even then, we've got chapel, we've got sports, or we've got activities we need to be doing, like homework. So, what this means is that when we leave school, we still have this timetabling, we still have this routine that we struggle to stop. That's the first thing. The second thing, and is to do with emotions, is we keep busy in order not to feel. If we are just sitting, being, not rushing around, then often our emotions will rise to the surface. It might be some tears, or we might reflect on how our day has gone, and this is a chance for us to feel. This is why meditation, and I'll talk about this a bit in a little bit, is so powerful, because we can just sit with discomfort. And often when we sit with it long enough, it's like it rises and then it peaks and then it disappears completely. It's like a transformation. That's why I love meditation as a form of transformation, because I can just sit, allow my emotions to rise and then fall. So I think this is two of the key reasons, you know, why we struggle is we keep busy because we don't want to feel. We don't want to feel what happened to us as children. We don't want to feel those emotions that have been squashed and pushed down. Some people say, oh, I can just keep doing that, can keep pushing down, but we can't keep doing that. And that's often why Judith Herman, in her book Trauma and Recovery, she says it's often in the third and fourth decade that trauma rises to the surface, because we can only push down for so long. At the beginning, that workaholism, yeah, we might do really well at work, we might get rise to the top, but there is an emptiness because we haven't cultivated other areas of our life. We haven't cultivated relationships. Often our health starts to deteriorate as we get older. So this is kind of one of the reasons is we just can't stop. And by allowing ourselves space to stop, and one of the practices I've mentioned many times over the years is this is one I did in the monastery about 20 years ago, is I just sat, I'd be busy and I'd always want to be moving, I'd always want to be doing things. And I forced myself to just sit for 20 minutes, half an hour, set an alarm, and I just sit, focus on a point. It's like a meditation, but something slightly different is just to sit. and just to stop, to be still, to let go. And I'd sit there and there was that force of momentum, that I just wanted to keep going and keep going, and I just stopped myself. First few times I did this, I'd find myself getting up. I'd be thinking about something and I'd start moving. So the practice is just to sit. Might be once a day, might be a couple of times a day, 5 or 10 minutes. You just sit, focus on a point, and you just stop. And this starts to help break that workaholism. I also kind of talk, it's a little bit like a battery. So, you know, we can keep going for so long, but we've got to recharge. And I've talked about this equation before. Stress plus rest equals growth. What often happens with trauma survivors is stress, no rest, and it doesn't equal growth. It just equals stress. So we just stress, stress, stress. We get burnt out. So the battery ends up depleting itself. So it's like we have stress, which is good. You know, we often have been taught that stress is bad, but actually it's a very powerful thing if we're getting the rest. So we need to work hard, yes, great, but then we've got to stop. We then have got to rest. How do we do that? There's a few ways. You know, talking more and more about oscillating. We work on for 90 minutes or 60 minutes and then off for 15 minutes, half an hour. I will do 4 of those segments a day. I start at 10, I work through till 11:30, then I have a break, go for a walk. Same, 12, so I do segments throughout the day until 5:30, and then I'll stop for the day. And I find I'm so much more productive. And it also means then at the end of the day, I can switch off, I can get some sleep. Often trauma survivors, especially if you've been through childhood trauma, struggle to sleep. So many of my clients have struggled to sleep, either insomnia. And if we can go on, go off, go on and go off, that really helps with that. And the other thing is just having a holiday, but also weekends. Make sure you have one day where you've not got anything planned, or you have half a day where you can just stop. You know, you can potter in the garden, you can spend time with friends, but not looking at work, not kind of engaging. So that is another thing. Other exercises you can do. So I talked a little bit about meditation. What meditation you're doing by training yourself just to sit in meditation and stillness is every time your mind wanders, you bring it back to the meditation object. Might be breath, might be sound of silence, which is what I use, which is the ringing you can hear. And then might be also if you focus on a point in front of you, every time the mind wanders, you come back. It's not to say that your mind won't wander. It will. It's just to keep bringing yourself back. What then happens is during the day when you're working, if you find your mind wandering, you can keep bringing your mind back to the task you're doing. And the final point I'd add, which is really good, I mentioned gardening, but just spending time in nature. I've just come back from a workshop last weekend and it was in nature, in Wales, very beautiful river running through. And I spent quite a few times over the weekend, just half an hour, just being still in nature. Went for a swim in the lake. You know, it was April, it was cold, but very invigorating. So I think that's another thing to help break that cycle of workaholism. Spend time in nature. You know, if you think humans, has, you know, we've been around for 3 million years, they say, possibly longer. 99.9% of that time has been in nature. It's only in the last 300 years, really, where most of the human civilization are living in cities or in built up areas. before we would have really had a connection to the stars, to the seasons. And that's an invitation for us. We find we're just working. Spend time outside. Part of my practice every day is 5-10 minutes in nature. I walk, run other times in nature, but in the morning I'll go and sit in my garden and I just breathe and I just watch the sun, etc. And I find that so, so powerful. So just some ideas about workaholism and trauma, I'll just finish it with a quote from Gabor Mate, and this is page 96. It's a quote from Janos Sale. And he says, most of our tensions and frustrations stem from compulsive needs to act the role of someone we are not. From the book Stress of Life. He's an MD. So, yeah. So it's like coming back into ourselves as we spend, we break, we have rest, we have a holiday. We then can find out who we are. Who am I? What's the core of me? And then we can go back once we've filled the battery up. Then stress plus rest equals growth. We grow. So I hope you have a wonderful week. And I will see you next week. Thank you so much. For any questions, please do let me know.